This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jim. My wife and I, we've been planning a summer vacation before Frog goes back to school. I think we'll go to Panama City. I can scuba dive. It's still a kind of a really Florida touristy type town.
BJ.
So Jamie walks in this morning and informs me. She's booked. Vacation with me in Panama City.
No way.
Yep.
She's going along. There's a chance her and I are on the same dive boat. Okay. She staked me. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know what she asked me, Spadil?
What?
What flight are you on?
What's your flight?
Jamie.
I saved you guys two chairs.
Unbelievable.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alrighty, here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059. Also on the Odyssey app. Yep, it's free. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. The podcast, everything is there. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
I heard the Avs got their butts kicked last night.
They got demolished last night.
Yeah, they got killed last night. Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I watched that Avalanche game for about 30 seconds yesterday, and I turned it off when they got that double scored on them in the first. Just bam.
Two. Thank you for the
boom,
update.
Boom.
Yeah. Yep. You got it. Uh-huh. Good morning, Jamie. Yeah.
Hi. What's going on? What's happening?
Spadil, what are you now talking about? I didn't even know what you're talking about. Spadil's giving us an update on the Avs.
They had on them in like 30 seconds, and then I turned the game off because it was obvious they were going to lose.
All right.
Anyway, what? I'm missing everything.
Yeah, you're missing everything.
I'm missing everything.
Carson, how is he doing since the Avs got their butts kicked last night?
I'm sorry, Carson.
Yeah. So, okay.
Then I went to Spadil about it.
Yeah.
And Spadil gave me the reason why he turned it off in the first 20 seconds.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, now I'm up to date.
He felt they were going to lose.
Okay.
And he didn't want to go through the pain of it all.
Right. He's a fair weather fan.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
You're a little dolled up this morning.
No, I don't feel dolled up. Because I took a shower?
Maybe it's me.
Maybe you're feeling frisky.
Yeah. maybe some of that testosterone stuff has kicked in or
maybe.
Something.
Oh, maybe. Did you get beads in your butt?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you haven't?
I'm thinking about it, though.
You did that one time.
Yeah, I did it a couple
of times.
You
felt like it made you edgy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't make me edgy at the right places.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a question. Speaking of having procedures done, remember how I canceled on my Botox girl like for the third time?
Yeah.
So the first two times was when I was in California with my son, and she always schedules me on Monday because she can get me in at 10:30.
Right.
And so both times coming back from California, I was like exhausted, right?
Right.
Well, then when I came back from San Diego, I was actually sick. Like you guys were here. You saw it. Like I was sick, right? And so I canceled again. And then I wrote her and I said, I'm so sorry, but I'm literally so sick. And I'm going to have to cancel. And I understand if you want to drop me as a client, right? Remember?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she wrote back, thanks for letting me know.
That's all she said.
That's all she said.
Oh, she didn't mention anything about the client.
No. I don't know what to do about
it. Like rescheduling?
Because I was looking at my forehead today. You guys, I can totally move it. And like, look at that. Like, look how wrinkly. I just so wrinkly.
I thought you were dolled up.
Yeah, no, look how I can do everything. I can do it all.
Now that I look at it,
I know.
You know what?
What does that mean?
I think she's dropped you.
It sounds like it.
Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just gave her the option.
And I know.
And then she doesn't have to go through the uncomfortable part of telling you that she doesn't want you to come back now.
But you think that, yeah. I mean, maybe because I think
you guys
about rescheduling.
I think you guys are right because I think if she hadn't dropped me, she would say, oh, don't worry about it. We've been doing this for years.
Yes.
You know, I'll I can get you in sometime next week.
Yeah. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be like, hey, no problem, but with what she wrote.
Thanks for letting me know.
Thanks for letting me know. That means thanks for letting me know that you realize that this is uncalled for.
Yeah.
And I cannot continue to put you on the list when you don't show up.
Exactly.
That's what it means.
I think it.
Because it just ends on her part.
I mean, it's fine. It's always, two grand.
Right, we'll take card 9 to be a Botox person. Give me some Botox because that person's
Botox,
gone.
I need Botox. Look at you guys. Look at my face. I know you're in your cars or whatever, but look.
Oh, man. All right, we'll get into this hurricane a little bit later on,
too.
Oh,
you were so sad.
That thing was crazy. Yeah, I was a little sad.
So
I wanted
sad.
A little bit more action.
I know. When I let BJ know it was a Category 3, he was so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to stay a 5.
I tell you what I'm sad about. Carson's heard it since he's been here this morning, is that I'm very sad because I feel like we all got duped on this Lieutenant Dan guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That guy's a scammer.
Yeah, he is. Yes. He has a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
I
he's
know.
Got all kinds of crap going on
I
the
know.
Side.
I know, he does.
I don't know if he stayed in the boat or not. I have no idea. The mayor said they were going to arrest him if he didn't get out of there. I don't know what happened, but this guy, there's something shady. First of all, Dan's not even his name. His name's Joseph.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
In case you guys don't know, there's a guy that's really shady and he's on a boat there.
Yeah, he's down on a boat.
It's a little boat.
Small boat.
Yeah.
And he was going to ride the storm out in Tampa Bay last night. And this guy, smell a rat now.
He's shady.
Yeah, he's very shady, Jamie. He's trying to take us all for a ride.
Well, and I noticed at the end, like, everybody's comments were like, let him die, I don't care.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
It turned bad real
fast.
Yeah,
like people just turned on him.
One-legged Dan.
Yeah. It got weird.
He did get weird. All right, BJ and Jamie, just getting started this morning. We'll be right back. Welcome to a Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
Usher. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning and welcome to a Thursday. Going to be 82 again today? Wow.
Yep.
Man,
crazy.
Oh, man. It is crazy, isn't it?
I know.
This weather.
Yep.
We're midway through October. All right, coming up this morning, we have the Fly Away to Vegas, Maroon 5. We'll do that at 8 o'clock with a code word. We have the Fray. That's at 8:30 this morning. They're going to be at Mission Ballroom. And then we have, was that a beer?
Yes. I really need it today.
Okay.
It's been very stressful life as.
Oh, I get it. Then we have BJ Night at El Paso Speedway.
Yep,
yeah.
That's exciting.
By the way, I ran into a friend yesterday. Well, my neighbor. His name's Lugnut Paul.
Uh-huh.
Lugnut Paul is in the car industry. I mean, as you can tell with Lugnuts being in his name. Lugnut Paul told me that the El Paso County Raceway, the event on Saturday, he said it's a bigger deal than you think.
Whoa.
He's been down there. Because
is it Callahan?
Yeah.
Callahan. That's where it is. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because the name is deceiving.
It is deceiving.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It is deceiving. I thought Pueblo. I don't even know where I'm going.
I know. Yeah,
okay?
Right?
But they say it's a big deal, JB.
Whoa.
That the place could be packed on Saturday night. We're talking thousands.
Thousands.
Thousands of fans down there just to see me.
I mean, that is kind of a big deal.
That is.
Because you know why? Because you are a big deal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah. Now, did you ever do what I said? BJ is like...
Well...
Okay.
I put it in the cart. The problem is, it wouldn't come until Tuesday.
Well, you can find another one that will.
I know. I kept looking.
You didn't.
Yes, I did, Jamie. Okay. I did.
So he's taking his son, right, who's 6 years old, and he's going to be super excited about being in a race car and all that stuff. So I told him to go on Amazon because right now it's Halloween, right? So there's going to be little kid racing, you know, jumpsuits with numbers on them and like the fake patches and STP and, you know, all the stuff on them. And I said, go on. Well, he didn't do it. And he's like, oh, they're expensive. And I was like, so you'd rather spend that money gambling? And he's like, well, you're not wrong there.
I don't like that pressure you put on me. You'd rather spend the $36 on a horse, would you?
And you said
That's
yes.
I did say yes.
Yep.
It's so $36. He'll only wear this thing one time.
No, he can wear it at Halloween, too.
Yeah. He'll remember it, too, forever.
Yeah, and
we have a Halloween costume.
Well, he'll probably dress up, too. I mean, like, they wear those things later.
Yeah, if he likes racing, he'll probably wear it just on a random day.
Exactly.
All right, I'll see if I can order it now.
Yeah, whatever.
Right,
I'm not trying with you anymore.
No, I'm going to prove it to
you. I'm not trying to give your child a happy life anymore. I'm done.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm done.
Yes, you are.
I give up.
You know what a schmuck I am, so you're going to go ahead and try to step in and take over the parenting.
Oh, my God, it's so funny because my son's truck needs to be driven, so I drove here today And and I don't know if I respect my kid or if I'm terrified of my kid, but my kid loves his truck as much as Carson loves his car.
Like, yeah, it's a passion,
right? And I mean, you guys are a different breed, right? Like, my son's truck is meticulously clean. He had it completely cleaned and detailed. A guy came to our house and like detailed.
And that's no joke. When you get those services, it's no joke.
And he paid for it himself because he had a job. So he paid for himself. It was like $200. Yeah. The guy came and details everything. So this car is meticulous. So I have a Nature Valley granola bar. Oh. You know, the green one? Yeah. I didn't eat it. I didn't eat it in the car. I always eat it in my car. I eat it in my car and get the crumbs everywhere because they fall apart. Nope. I brought it in here. I was like, I can't decide if I'm terrified of my kid or I have mad respect for the fact that he takes care of it.
Yeah, you gave me a heart attack when you said you brought it. I was like, no!
That Nature Valley, the green ones, or well, it doesn't matter what color they are. All of them. The peanut butter ones. What the hell?
They fall apart instantly.
Oh my God. You eat like one little part of it and the rest is on your floor.
It's everywhere.
It is.
They're delicious.
They are so good.
I love them. I do too. Man, they're a mess. God, all right, Jamie, look. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Order place.
Okay. Ooh, you got the ugly one.
Delivery. That's the only one that can come tomorrow. Hat is like, I don't know, kind of fancy.
You could have gone to Spirit.
Oh, that's true. Did you guys see the Spirit's also going to turn into a Christmas store?
Yeah. Yeah.
What in the
Spirit
hell?
Christmas. That's a good idea. I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
It depends on what they sell.
Yeah.
I don't know how
cheap it's going to be. Yeah.
Well, but for a lot of people, I think it would be a good thing.
Yeah, but what I'm with Carson. What is it?
I just want to see what kind of merchandise they have.
Is it going to be quality or is it going to be like
a Dollar Tree Christmas trees?
That's what I feel like.
That, you know?
Yeah, it's not going to be like Michael's.
No, but I think there's a market for that. I think it's a good idea. I think the Spirit Halloween stores, I mean, they can convert them so easily.
Although
and they
Spirit
take over.
Is expensive.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And it's not exactly junk, all of it. I mean, there's some, but it's not all. I think it's a good idea.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, they've never done this before, so we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes, yeah. But they're going to do that with all the stores, right?
Select.
Yeah. Select stores. Yeah,
I think it's mainly just the East Coast.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because unless you go to a specific store, like the one over here in Littleton, you don't have stores that are just wall-to-wall Christmas.
They're what?
You don't go to stores that are wall-to-wall Christmas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, except for that North Pole, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You go to that one, but that one's kind of expensive, too.
I don't know.
Right? Credit card. All right. The hat is a little, I don't know, a little. But it looks like something you'd wear in Paris.
Yeah.
That hat. Yeah. It looks French. Okay. Yeah. So we'll ditch the hat.
Okay.
But the uniform is going to be there tomorrow.
Nice.
So I do care.
He's going to be excited.
Yeah. And it cost me $29.
That's how many bets. Hey, you were going to do a bet yesterday. You were excited about some kind of something.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Not so well. No. Lost. Damn Kansas City Royals.
Why don't you put it in a high quality mutual fund?
Well, I thought I did. I felt like I did when I placed it.
Take that money every time and put it in a high quality mutual fund.
I thought the return was going to be incredible, Jamie.
I know you did.
I mean, I was there.
He was there. He was excited.
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next here on the program. Stand by.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Alrighty, well, as you know, yesterday and still kind of going on, I think it's Category 1, Hurricane Milton leaves more than 2.6 million homes without power and businesses as well. Hopefully we can get a hold of Angel this morning.
Yeah, we're going to try to track her down.
Okay, so she's our friend that's that was in the, in the heat of it.
Yeah, she didn't take it very seriously, it seemed, too, because, I mean, she was like, okay, it's going to go south. We're not going to we'll find out if it met her expectations or not, but I think it did.
Milton was, in fact, downgraded to Category 1 hurricane, so there were 17 tornadoes, but here's why I bring it up. It's not really part of tabloid trash, but what is that Anderson Cooper was out for doing live coverage for CNN. I didn't even know they did that, because I only go to the Weather Channel for, you know.
It's so weird.
CNN doesn't seem like the people that be out in the street with Anderson Cooper. He doesn't seem strong enough to be out there.
Well, they had full coverage yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't see it.
So did Fox.
So Anderson Cooper, in the middle of all this, I guess he gets hit with something. Like, I didn't see it, but Spadil said it was like a piece of garbage or something.
Yeah, it looks like a road sign.
It does. It's big, too.
Oh, it's big?
Yeah, it looks like a metal? Piece of...
I don't know if it's metal, but it's about the size of his head when it hits him.
It looks like a road sign.
All right, here it is.
And the water now is really starting to pour over. If you look at the ground, whoa! Okay. That wasn't good. We'll probably go inside shortly.
Oh, it didn't sound like it really hurt him that bad.
No, I think it just startled
him. Oh, I thought it was like he was going to be like down on the ground like in pain or something.
In other footage I saw, he's like literally holding on to trees for dear life.
Oh, really?
And everyone was like, get Anderson Cooper out of there, man.
He's not strong enough. He doesn't have the leg muscles for this.
I will say, Spadil, you sold it better than the audio was.
Yeah, for sure.
You sold it good when you came in here.
Because I thought he was really hurt.
Yeah.
And like you said the word pummeled.
Yeah, pummeled.
Yeah.
I felt like I hit him pretty hard.
Can I hear it one more time, please?
Yes, yeah, he's pummeled.
And the water now is really starting to pour over. If you look at the ground, whoa! Okay. That wasn't good. We'll probably go inside shortly.
I don't know. I thought something else in my head. All right. Anyway, you know how Peyton Manning and his brother, they watch football, they watch live football and do commentary.
ESPN2.
Yeah. Well, they had Bill Belichick on, and it was so funny, you guys, because they're watching the game, the Kansas City Chiefs game, and when they show Taylor Swift in the suite, as soon as they show Taylor Swift in the suite, here's what Bill Belichick does.
That's what we all do. Not just him. Here we go.
They literally show her. They show her, and he says this.
I think everybody outside of Kansas, even Kansas City fans, probably are starting to feel
that
way.
Like,
I agree with that. By the way, if you heard that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged, they in fact are not engaged. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are not engaged. The rumor began spreading with Troy Aikman. He started it. He said that he heard from his friend that they're heading to the altar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so...
He has sources, huh?
Yeah, I guess. God. He said, someone actually reached out to me today and said they're actually engaged. Yeah. And so everybody took off with that, and then now reports are, no, they're actually not.
I like Troy Aikman. I think he's a good commentator. But I'm really disappointed that he's fallen into this trap.
I know.
It kind of takes away from his credibility now.
Yeah, it really does. But it's a way to get impressed.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, right? All right. Sean Diddy Combs hopes to suppress evidence of Cassie, of that whole Cassie assault that we all saw in the hotel. They're going to try to prove that the government leaked it and that they were trying to go after him with this. And so it was a leak and that they gave it to CNN. So we'll see what happens. But... that's what they're going to try to do is like not let the jury see it.
But and it doesn't change the facts, though, of our perception of him.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, even if it was leaked, who cares? You beat her up.
He just doesn't want the jury to see it.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that, in fact,
I don't think that's going to work. Do you?
Not. I don't really know enough about law, to be honest, how that works to say, like, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, if the government intentionally tried to leak it to us to see it, there is something wrong with that. All right. Jennifer Lopez is speaking about her divorce. It is the longest thing on the planet. I can't even go into it. She just goes on and on about how she didn't know that she could be alone because of her childhood. She was a middle child and it was really hard because she was ignored and her dad worked too much.
Yeah, it was a long-winded response.
God. And she always thought that she had to have love to be whole. And she didn't realize that she could be alone because it's so lonely to be alone. What?
I saw the article, but I just looked at the pictures. Man, they're good.
What do you mean, what pictures?
She's in the magazine. What magazine is that? And I'm sure it's online. It's not exactly a magazine, I guess. But
US Weekly, I think?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's something else. But she's got those big, looks like snakeskin boots on.
Oh, nice.
Have you seen those? Oh, man.
I didn't see the picture.
Good picture.
Anyway, she said, being in a relationship doesn't define me. I can't be looking for happiness in other people. We've been saying this for years. We've been saying you can't be alone. And she acts like she can be alone, but then when she says, so she says, I finally realized I can be alone, but then she says this, but being alone feels lonely, unfamiliar, scary. It feels sad. It feels desperate.
Yeah, she can't be alone.
She can't be alone. No, no. I mean, that just proves it.
Yeah, no, that just says it right
yeah.
there.
We should guess who she's going to be with next.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I felt like Brad Pitt there for a while, but he's taken now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
What is she wearing?
Is that the boots?
No, I don't see any boots. I just see a bikini that's leopard. And she's covering her boobs with her leopard skin glove.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, I've missed that one.
Start searching again.
Yeah.
Well, let me get back over here to my computer.
Yeah, because, the cover, I see what you saw.
Yeah, the boots.
You need to go deeper.
Because you scratched the surface. Oh, really?
Yeah, there's one where she's in leopard skin panties covering her boobies with leopard skin.
That's me running to my computer.
Like Fred Flintstone.
It was Interview Magazine, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw those pictures. I don't know.
Go deeper.
Yeah.
All right. And then finally, Lisa Marie Presley, they are going through her book, her memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown. She talks about the whole thing with Michael Jackson. She calls him a snake. She said that he was really calculated. I feel like by the way, they did have sex, I guess, and she was the one that took away his virginity at 35. But I think that Michael Jackson had it in his head that he wanted the king of rock and roll or whatever you call it. What? Yeah, right? And Michael Jackson, who's legendary, he wanted those babies.
King of pop, king of rock.
Yeah, I think he wanted those babies, and it was really calculated. She said everything was great. They were madly in love with each other. And all of a sudden, he started, though, taking drugs. And he got so deep into drugs that she couldn't take it anymore. And she actually calls him a snake in the book.
Wow.
Yeah. You wouldn't think she'd say that after he died.
A snake.
A snake. That's not good. That's not nice. You know, especially a dead guy, right?
Yeah, he's been called worse.
Well, that's true. She said that's why he started taking drugs is because of the allegations. He couldn't take it anymore, so he turned to drugs. But anyway. All right, I'm done. There you go. Very exciting crap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Apple Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, hang on a second. I got something here. Hang on. How would you like to go racing? How would you like to go down to the El Paso County Speedway Saturday night? It's BJ night. Ka-chow.
Wow, you're getting into it now. You were kind of poo-pooing it. Now you're into it.
Yeah, I really am into it. I'm looking forward to driving the car.
I know, but you were really negative about it. Like,
well, I feel like
really negative about it. Like I feel like I'm just being used. Oh my god.
My feelings in the beginning were that it was some dope punk little racetrack down in the outskirts of the plains, and nobody shows up. It's going to be me and Nash, some broken down car, and it just one of those, okay? But the feedback I'm getting right now that this thing is bigger than the Daytona 500.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, bigger than Talladega.
The pageantry, they're saying, is going to be off the charts.
Yeah, you're like that movie. You should watch Talladega Nights.
I've seen parts of it. I haven't seen the entire thing.
It'll give you real inspiration.
I could be Ricky Bobby.
You could. Let's call you that. Ricky BJ.
All right, this Saturday night, we're only two nights away. It's a BJ night.
That's
down
right.
At El Paso County Speedway. I'll be down there. Our buddy Nash Carr, his car will be there. I get to drive the car. I'm taking Frog and Lisa. And it's just going to be a blowout.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Lisa's going too, because remember, she's like, I don't want to go either.
Well, I'm not sure she's going. I just threw that in there for flavor.
Oh, okay.
Like everybody wants to go.
Oh,
I'm
gotcha.
Not sure she
okay.
wants
okay.
to. Okay.
Right.
I'll give you an update on that tomorrow.
All right.
But this is huge, folks. If you'd like a family four pack, now we could probably get 10 of you in if you wanted.
Well,
but if you want a family four pack, right now is the time to call. Spadil or Carson, somebody want to solicit?
Oh, yeah. Are we doing caller 19?
Sure.
Caller 19, 303-22-ALICE.
Good job.
BJ
Night. Thank you.
BJ Night. God.
I think Lug Nut Paul, my neighbor's going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like he turned you around.
Who?
Lug Nut Paul.
I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I think
he did. Because your attitude today is way better than yesterday.
Yeah. I am feeling a little, I don't know, maybe automotive lately, because every now and then he'll stop. He'll be on his way to go get some tires for somebody or some lug nuts. And I do feel like that I'm basically working out of a garage over there at the house.
Feeling good.
I do. I might get into this racing thing full time.
Speaking of cars, this is just weird. So my girlfriend and I have the exact same car. I have 98,000 miles on my car. No, 94,000 miles on my car. She has 98,000 miles on her car. We both have to take them today to Highlands Ranch Imports to see John for the same problem.
What's the problem?
They're leaking antifreeze.
Yeah.
Same problem, same car.
That's weird.
Both cars got a hole in them?
Yeah, is that weird?
It is weird.
That's
yeah.
very
He's
odd.
Like, yep, that car is 100. He's like, basically, yeah, those cars are 100,000 mile cars.
It's starting to shut down.
Yep.
Jamie, if you want, I'll go down and take a look at it.
Crawl under there?
I'm sitting right here.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to run it over to John.
Right?
I mean, BJ can take a look. I'm now a mechanic. I'm a top-notch car dude.
You got a lift in your garage?
Yeah. Oh. Hey, Spadil, do we have the winner yet? Spadil?
I just got him.
Okay, can I talk to him?
Oh, they hung up.
Oh,
thank God. BJ, we don't need to talk to them. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Why would you hang up?
I know you're excited about BJ night, but we don't need to talk to the winner.
Jamie, if it weren't for you, BJ night would not be here. You know? So thank you so much.
Sure.
You are my friend.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
All right. When we come back, the hurricane, man. That thing was a monster last night. 3 million people without power this morning. Wow. All right, we'll talk about it next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. As you know, the big story yesterday and continues to be today is this hurricane that went into Florida last night. This thing was a monster, and it really caused some problems. A lot of the tornadoes, even early yesterday, wreaked havoc throughout Florida. I mean, people were just posting videos of houses being destroyed. I saw where the big stadium in St. Petersburg, the roof is gone this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a hurricane.
Tropicana Field, and it's missing the roof this morning. So this thing did everything that it was expected to do, and that's not good because they had a lot of flooding. They got alligators in houses. Did you see that?
Okay.
No kidding. Here, let me show you. I pulled up, but I knew you wouldn't believe me.
Alligators in houses.
Alligators in houses.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the swamps.
I'm still jaded from that shark in New York City.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'll never believe anything again.
This is real.
Okay.
Alligators.
Right. Yeah.
Big alligators. They're saying, check your house. Check the closet.
Really?
Could be a gator in there. That's what they're saying. Remember our buddy, not remember, but you know our buddy Reed Temmer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jamie, you turned me on to this guy.
I did.
This guy is really good at what he does. He's one of these...
storm chaser.
Yeah, he's a storm chaser, right?
Yeah, I feel like he lives here. I feel like he lives in a small town in Colorado.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Because sometimes he's in Colorado like a lot. Or his mom lives here.
I know he's in Kansas a lot, but there's a lot of storms in Kansas.
Yeah, he's a storm chaser, But,
yeah, so I don't know.
Oh, Spadil has his hand up like we're in school.
His Twitter says that he's from Golden, Colorado.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Okay.
Old Reed.
Yeah.
Right here in Colorado. Mm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. All right, this is Reed Tebbert. You can follow him on X, okay? Here's Reed.
Or on Facebook or on everything, really.
Yeah, he's on all social media. Here's the exact moment that the eye came into, and he was standing there for the wall of the hurricane last night. You see him running for his car, for his vehicle, the storm chaser vehicle, and he's being blown sideways, and it's the actual, I guess he has a way of pinpointing exactly what's going on with the weather, and so he knew exactly what time the wall had hit, and that's what that was.
Really?
Is that crazy?
Yeah, well, I think hurricanes fascinate me, that the wall is like that, and then you get 4 minutes of calm.
Yeah, just peace.
Yeah, and then the next side comes in.
Yeah.
That eye thing is weird. I mean, how do you have such a violent storm, but then you have 4 minutes of peace?
It doesn't make sense.
It's so weird.
And I've been through one of those before. Where
I thought you said
you've
never been in a hurricane.
No, it was a tropical storm, but it had an eye in it. And we were in Panama City. I wasn't in Tampa. We were up there for some event. And it came through. And it was weird because you had all this wind. It wasn't anything like the Milton was. But you had an eye, and then it got so calm. Beautiful. Sun came out.
Weird.
And then on the backside, here comes the storm again. And that's what they had yesterday in Florida.
I'm sad that you are mad at my buddy.
Who?
Dan, or whatever his name is, on the boat.
Let me tell you.
You're really angry about him.
Lieutenant One-Legged Dan is a scam artist.
I kind of like him.
I feel like...
he went viral.
That crackhead, I'm telling you right now, he's a scam artist, and he's starting to be discovered as that, too.
I think he is.
He's on that boat. And
he has no clue about social media, I feel like.
This guy is front page of the Daily Mail this morning.
He's all over,
Lieutenant
everywhere.
Dan. He's everywhere. Mm-hmm. He survived the boat, 16-foot boat out there. And it's a junky boat, too, okay? It's not like this thing is, you know, some type of a yacht or anything. I mean, it's a junky little sailboat that he's on. And he survived it last night, I guess. I mean, if he really was on it.
Well, he was. They kept checking on him all night.
People were checking on him all night.
They were checking on him all night.
I don't trust him.
He became like the I don't know, everybody needs... like he's not a hero by any means. Everybody needs that storyline, right? Everybody needs a storyline in something like this, and he was everybody's storyline.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. No, you're dead on. He really has captivated a lot of people. Now, here's what I don't get, Jamie, and I've yet to be able to uncover this, but I am investigating heavily, okay?
Okay.
I am completely in on this, okay? How is his name like Joseph Malachowski, but yet he's Lieutenant Dan?
Because he has one leg and he's on a boat, and it's a Forrest Gump reference.
He literally got named that by people.
Because he's got one leg and he's on a boat.
Lieutenant Dan has a boat in the movie and he doesn't have any legs.
Yeah.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
It is true. It's a reference.
Here's a lady that posted yesterday.
Now it's coming back to me. I haven't seen that movie in 800 years, but now I remember. Is he at the end of the movie?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, okay. All right.
He has legs and a wife.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, uh-huh. I remember at the end.
He even rides out a storm in the movie.
Yeah. All right.
Here's the lady that made the post yesterday that got me thinking about this and really turning on Lieutenant Dan, the one-legged shyster down there in Florida. Here's her video of what she uncovered with this guy.
First off, this man has a GoFundMe with over $20,000 in it. He's not homeless, period. He lives on a boat, except for the short year that he spent in prison for beating a EMT with a violin. His GoFundMe is under a different...
Wait, why was that edit? Wait, that was a weird
edit. He beat an EMT responder with a violin.
What?
Yeah, somebody responded to him. He was in a world of trouble, but
homeless.
He had a violin.
She said he's not homeless. He is homeless, and he has a GoFundMe just from the storm. Like, why is she? What?
This lady starting to sound a little jealous.
She sounds like you.
She sounds like me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm sounding this way, because of her.
First off, this man has a GoFundMe with over $20,000 in it. He's not homeless, period. He lives on a boat, except for the short year that he spent in prison for beating a EMT with a violin. His GoFundMe is under a different name than the one that he's using in the Daily Press and the one that he was arrested in. So it's really hard to tell who exactly he is. But what I have found is that his Facebook page lists himself as a digital creator. That's right, a digital creator. He lives in Palm Beach. Knowing that there was going to be a storm, he anchored himself to the worst place in all of Tampa. The worst place. From where he anchored, there are four marinas. The Hillsborough River, a short jaunt, like literally
even
700 feet from where he's anchored.
Listen, I don't care. It's like it's a fun story. I don't want to hear somebody bitching all morning.
He was offered homes. He has clearly made $20,000.
Okay, Karen. Thank you, Karen.
He put himself in that particular bay because he wouldn't have gotten recognition if he'd gone to a bay that was safer. So you go for the real danger, man. The danger. That's what he went for, right?
Who cares?
I'm disputing what she's saying there. She's saying that it was because it's like, no, you wouldn't have gotten the recognition if you didn't face danger head on, man.
That's exactly what he made it. It's a great story. And then I guess he got $20,000 on his GoFundMe. And then some guy like gave him, what, $100,000 to buy a new boat?
A brand new boat.
Yeah.
Got a brand new boat. Here he is.
Who?
The guy.
Oh.
I'm going to be able to pay for a boat for you. We're going to get you a nice boat in the range of $50,000 to $100,000. And we're going to get you a full-time kick deal, which is a live streaming deal where you can stream your entire voyages and all your adventures. And you could have a passive income come in, connect with fans all over the world, and they could really see your adventure, man.
Wow. thank you.
It's going to be insane.
I mean that from, I don't know what else to say other than thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if people are going to follow him.
I totally would. Yeah. I love the whole story. So, and I mean, it seems like he's choked up and really excited about it. The only thing that is a little troubling is I do feel like you called him a crackhead. I feel like he really is a crackhead.
Yeah, I do too.
But crackheads are fun to follow.
I think he's just a drinker. I think he's a heavy drinker. But nevertheless, I mean, he's living on a boat in the bay.
Later in that clip, he says that he had a problem with Oxycontin before.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oxy, huh?
Oof.
But he's found the Lord, from what I understand.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, he's turned found around. The Lord, so he's turned his life around. Yeah, but I'd love to live on a boat. I think that'd be awesome, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd want a bigger boat than what he's got.
Yeah, he's got a little boat. That's a little boat.
Yeah, that boat's not very big. I don't even know how he stretches out on that boat. He needs a new boat.
And his little oxy head pops out. He's like, hey, I'm still here.
So he gets $100,000. Will that buy you a good boat? I'm guessing. Maybe.
I think I don't know.
It's not going to buy you a yacht,
right? Yeah.
I like that. The guy said like 50 to 100.
Yeah, because like a really nice ski boat, like a really nice one, is like 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Chatfield, like some of those boats are 100 grand.
Speed ones, yeah.
With the bellows in them that you fill up.
Yeah, I don't know how much 100 grand gets you when it comes to the ocean.
We're gonna have to go on Craigslist.
Yeah, we'll have to look it up. Yeah, we'll go find him a boat.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Vegas Flyaway, see Maroon 5. We've got a code word for you coming up at 8 o'clock. The Fray. They're coming to town. Going to be at Mission Ballroom, 8:30 for tickets for that. So just...
very busy.
Be ready. I've got a couple of videos. I'm kind of waiting on audio, though, so that I can play it for you.
Uh-huh.
But I'm wondering if they're real. And I thought I'd run them by you. And you might have already seen them.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you're on there a lot, too. So you see a lot of the stuff I see.
Like reels and stuff? On what?
It's on Twitter.
Oh.
This was on Twitter, but I'm sure it's on reels. It's on everything, right? Because once it's shared on one, it ends up everywhere, right? Have you seen the video of the dog pooping Skittles?
Yeah, I have. I have.
Is that real?
I thought they were Nerds or something. Skittles would be too big to fall out that fast. It was like Nerds or something.
Yeah, they said Skittle.
Of the one I saw said Nerds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they changed it up. You think that's real?
No. Because
okay.
I feel like juice would be coming out too. Because that's just pure dry. And I don't think you just poop dry. Like, you know how if a dog swallows like your wedding ring or whatever, it doesn't just poop out your wedding ring. It comes with other matter.
I got you. It's fecal matter. Yeah, I'm with you too, because if you watch the video, and a lot of you have probably seen it if you scroll through reels and everything else, I was reluctant to walk here and go, Jamie, have you seen this video? Because I get duped easy, you know, and I don't like it. I don't like when they trick me. But I'm watching this video, and this dog, it's like you take a bag of Skittles or Nerds and you just pour them out of the bag. and they just bounce off the floor. Uh-huh. That's what it looks like. Only it's a dog pooping them.
The only thing that I don't get is how they got the dog to do the squat.
Not only that, but I feel like the Skittles or whatever color candy, they wouldn't be the same color. The color would have been washed off.
Well, yeah, because it would have been digested. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, when you eat something, you know how it changes colors.
Carson, you really looked into it.
Hear me out.
No, he's right about digestion.
But I didn't even notice the colors. I just saw the video.
It's literally a rainbow. But yeah. Hear me out on this, because Zane ate a bunch of kinetic sand the other day.
Uh-huh.
And he literally just pooped straight sand. It went right through him.
Really?
And he came out as clumps of sand poop.
Oh.
Yeah, it was disgusting. Oh,
okay.
So wait a minute.
But then you're kind of going against what we're saying.
Yeah,
I know, but kinetic, but the kinetic sand dye, I feel, is different than like Skittles hard shell candy, because once you get those wet, the color just melts.
Okay, but they're
off.
Not saying it's Skittles. They're saying it is like a Nerds or something.
Yeah, but that, it's you're kind of validating this.
You kind of are. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that? Do you understand that?
I mean, I understand.
You said, hear me out, and like you were going to go along with this, and then you went completely opposite of us,
right, because
saying it could happen.
Jamie's saying there's absolutely no way this can come out without other matter coming out.
Yeah.
And then you say that, no, it happened to your dog.
Well, it happened with kinetic sand, so
it can happen. Yeah. Okay,
so it can happen, so it could be real.
Mm.
I don't think it's real.
I don't either.
All right, then there's the other. Did you hear the Arctic dog?
The Arctic dog?
Have you seen this one?
No.
All right. Supposedly, the Arctic dog makes a sound, makes a moaning sound that hardly any human has ever heard before. And they had this thing on yesterday. And when I listened to it, it sounds like an opera singer.
I don't.
The dog's howl sounds like a human being singing a song.
But sometimes, so what are those that are like wolves, but they're not wolves?
It's an Arctic wolf.
No, like my neighbor's dog. Like
a husky?
A husky. They sing.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, they sing.
All right, Spadil, you have the audio?
I do.
All right, this is supposedly a dog. Now, you see the mouth move in the video.
Yeah.
But the voice coming out of this, I don't know. I thought it fell for something, but then I'm very skeptical on this.
All right, let me hear it.
He doesn't want to stop and howl a couple times back and forth, so we'll keep it going. Are you guys willing?
Sure.
All right, let's try it out.
Here we go.
Yeah, no.
That's fake. Yeah, that's 100% fake.
Yeah, that's fake.
That's a human voice right there.
So I said, Spadil, have you seen this video of this dog? And he's like, what are you talking about? The Arctic wolf. Because in the story, they say hardly any human has ever heard this sound, because very few in captivity. Okay?
Your algorithm is crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's just full of lies.
I find it entertaining. Can we play the dog again? Can you play it again for me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Play it all.
Okay, so he doesn't want to stop
howling. Never mind.
So we'll keep it going.
Never mind.
All right, let's
try
it
out. Yeah, it goes on and on and on. Never mind. All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. We'll get the tabloid trash next on the program. Don't go anywhere.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
We're getting a lot of anger. A lot of anger.
Over what?
Well, because you said Skittle, I said Nerds, and I guess it's these Orbeez.
Yeah.
I knew it was something other than Skittles. I thought Orbeez were like Nerds. I didn't know that those were those little water balls that fill up with water.
Yeah, they expand over time.
Yeah, but I thought they got bigger for some reason. Anyway, we're talking about the dog that poops these Orbeez or whatever. If it's real, if it's not real. Dog singing, if it's real, if it's not real. Did a hawk pick up a baby? Is it real? Is it not real? Did Tom Brady throw a football through whatever? Remember that thing? Is it real? Is it not real? The internet is killing me.
Did a man survive a sailboat?
Right.
In a storm?
But he did.
I guess.
He did, because they kept checking on him.
Yeah.
Although I will tell you this, back in the day when radio was really dumb, we had a friend and we were in Phoenix and he stayed up on a billboard. Okay. So he stayed up on a billboard and we were raising money for charity or whatever. And he was living up on a billboard, right? Well, at night we would go and get him at 1 a.m. and we'd bring him down. He'd take a shower, you know, eat some good food, all that stuff. And then we'd take him back up at 4 a.m.
He'd have a reset.
Yeah. And nobody ever knew.
Yeah, I think everybody pulled that little stunt.
Yeah, right? So everything's alive, people. Everything. I'm telling you, it's crazy. All right, a couple of things. First of all, a 16-year-old is believed to be the first to have reached Tetris Rebirth. I didn't even know there was such a thing as Tetris Rebirth. After beating the game's level 255, causing it to flip back to level 0. I don't know about you guys, but I used to play Tetris all the time. And in fact, my son, when he was little, he had a lazy eye, and the doctor told us to have him on that little, remember it was that little game, it was like this big, and the doctor told my son to play Tetris, because the way it works your eye muscles,
yeah,
that it'll build it up, and sure enough, it cured his lazy eye.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because your eyes follow the pieces that go down, you know?
I would have thought of that. That's
yeah. Isn't that crazy?
They came up with that, you know, a way of doing that.
Yeah.
The video game would do it.
Because your eyes have to follow the puzzle piece all the way down.
But I wonder how they figured that out.
And he's like 5 when it happened. I don't know. But they did. Because I think that you have to do eye exercises when you have a lazy eye. And they didn't know how to get 5-year-olds to do it. And so you give them a game.
Playing a video game, yeah.
And Tetris was super easy. We had it on slow. Anyway, so that's kind of crazy. The other story is that Jake Paul says that he would give $5 million to Mike Tyson if he can survive 4 rounds of their fight next month.
Yeah.
He'll give him an extra $5 million.
I don't think he can.
I don't think he can either.
I think this guy's going to... Jake, is that the one?
Or yes, Jake. It's Jake. Jake. Yeah.
Jake.
Well,
Jake.
Also, if he accepts the challenge and he fails, he has to get I Love Jake Paul tattooed on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, Mike Tyson has a bunch of dumb tattoos. Anyway,
yeah, you can just hide it within the ink.
It's not going to matter.
Yeah, this whole thing feels...
It does. It feels like a scam.
It does. It's like...
It's rigged.
It's like being on a billboard and bringing them down every night.
It is. I agree with you, Jamie. Yeah. This thing, the more and more I see it, the more it's rigged.
Hurricane Milton leaves more than 2.6 million homes and businesses without any power. Boy, though, did you see all the power people lined up? I think they're going to have that power on pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know, there were hundreds of trucks.
They had a lot of those in that that dome that collapsed last night.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
There were a lot of
The roof blew off. It didn't actually collapse, right? Nobody got hurt. Off. Right?
Well, it's a lot like their roof. I remember, you know, I lived down there for 15 years. Their roof was a lot like DIA. It had that canvas look to it.
Yeah.
And I guess it wasn't as sturdy as a real roof would be.
A roof.
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper, just along the hurricane lines, he got hit with in the head by a flying object. I went to our Facebook page and actually watched it because I didn't see it last night. I can't even tell he got hit by anything.
It's very quick.
It is so quick. All right, here's the audio.
And the water now is really starting to pour over. If you look at the ground, whoa. Okay. That wasn't good. We'll probably go inside shortly.
Whoa, Jamie, that was killer audio. You're welcome.
I feel like it was like a to-go box from a restaurant or something.
Really? Yeah, I don't know. Or somebody sat on the side and like, you know, like let it go so he'd make the news.
Yeah.
It
does look staged in a way.
Yeah. Who knows? It might be.
Could be. I mean, we're duped all the time.
Jennifer Lopez is speaking about her divorce to Ben Affleck. She says, my whole life has been lived around being in love. I love romance. I love being with somebody. I love thinking about growing old with somebody. And then I realize I've spent my whole life wanting to be happy. And I thought being in a relationship is what made me happy. But I've learned now that it's not.
Yeah, the more she talks, run, Ben, run.
Yeah, right?
Run, Ben, run!
It's because I was a middle child and I was ignored. What? She said that's why she wants to be with somebody, because she was a middle child and she was ignored.
So was I.
Do you want to be loved?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
J-Lo, we're meant for each other.
Right? Lisa Marie Presley's new memoir. I still can't get over she left her son to decompose in her house for 2 months after he passed away. Oof. Anyway, this memoir has come out, and she talks about how she basically, I think, took Michael Jackson's virginity, and then she calls him a snake in her memoir. She calls him a snake, and she said he started doing drugs because of the whole pedophile thing. and that he was out of control. She actually doesn't say really nice things at all about him. She said he just kissed me out of the blue, and then all of a sudden physical stuff started happening. And she said she was shocked about it. He then said that he was in love with her. She said that she fell in love with him, but the relationship turned sour when he turned to drugs due to the stress of his molestation trials. Towards the end of their marriage, she found him to be calculating and even called him a snake in the book. In the memoir.
Yeah. It's hard for me to go past the chapter of kept her son's body on
ice.
Yeah,
yeah.
Once you get past that, it's like, okay, I don't know what to believe with this book. You know, it's crazy.
It is crazy. But you have to keep in mind, too, with her, she was on 60 pills a day. So yeah. I'm sure, like...
80.
80.
Yeah.
It seems like 80 pills a day would make you maybe... keep your son there. I don't know. You know?
Just like, that was a good explanation, Jamie. Yeah. Hey, well, BJ, you got to realize 80 pills a day will keep your son on ice.
Yeah.
After like, he dies.
Maybe. Have you seen Weekend at Bernie's? I mean.
Didn't they do that? I was trying to tell Carson. Didn't they do that with Casey Kasem? Remember that
she drove around with him.
Yeah, she put him in the car.
Yeah, like she drove around with him.
Like a paneled station wagon.
That's so creepy.
Put the coffin back there and drove around with him. His wife did.
Because she wanted to bury him somewhere else, and they wanted to bury him somewhere, so she stole the body.
And this body, she stole the body, and it went on for like 6 months.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
I mean, this was not like on the run for like 4 days. This was 6 months they fought over this body.
But at least Well, the son was embalmed, too. I guess she had him embalmed, but then why was he... Well, I guess you can still deteriorate. But she had him embalmed, and so did... what's her name? What was her name? Remember, she made circle cribs.
Jean Kasem.
She made circular cribs. Yeah. That's what she was doing.
She was fighting with the kids. Yeah. I'd met Jean several times. She was kind of wacky.
Feeding America announced that Taylor Swift has donated $5 million for Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. That's nice of her. Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah, it's very nice.
She's a do-gooder.
She is.
I mean, I know that she drives everybody crazy by being at the Chiefs games all the time, but she is a do-gooder.
Yeah, $5 million. Yeah, that's a good little...
chunk of change.
Yeah, nice.
Shawn Mendes is pushing back the release of his new album. I guess his first single, YYY, flopped. So now they're reworking the album?
Oh, no.
I feel like his day is done.
Yeah, I do too.
I feel like he took way too much time off.
Yeah, he did.
He's falling into that camp with Katy Perry.
Yeah.
I feel like she's done too.
Yeah. Anyway, Snoop Dogg's petition. Wow, we forget that he killed somebody. Snoop Dogg's petition to seal his 1993 murder charge has been granted. Snoop, I wouldn't have done this if I were you, because now we were bringing it up again. I forgot that you were charged.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that was kind of a bad idea, because now we're all talking about it.
Yeah, he'd been searching for this for a while, hadn't he? And they just ruled on it? Is that right?
I don't know. I have no idea. But the thing is I didn't. None of us knew about it until we... sometimes you just need to leave it alone, right? What else is there? Let's see here. It says Justin Bieber is in a hard place mentally right now with all this P. Diddy stuff. I saw, too, that they're shopping, supposedly, a video on the dark web.
Of
this.
Of Justin Bieber and
Diddy?
Yeah,
Really? Yeah, that's what I saw. But
I didn't know there's a video out there.
Well, it wouldn't be shocking, would it?
No, not at all. They said everything was taped.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's not shocking.
My kid was telling me that one of his roommates at school bought a pass from some shady guy, some pass, and all you have to do is like put in this code, and they get all pay-per-view, all the pay-per-views of anything, UFC fighting, anything that's pay-per-view, they get it all for free.
Yeah, we have it.
Did you get it off the dark web?
No.
Oh.
No.
Where'd you get it?
Bought it.
Where?
Off who?
Just... someone who had it. Somebody. And now, they might have gotten it from the dark web.
Yeah.
But
my kid said it's from some shady guy.
Like $20.
Wow. Yeah. It was like $14.95.
Yeah, you can get it for like $20.
I know, right?
Yeah, you can get anything.
Yeah. Anyway.
But if you get busted, they say you go to prison.
Well, that's what I said. I go, well, you didn't use our credit card or anything, right? And he goes, no, so-and-so did it. And I go, well, you know what? Don't get to know him very well because he's going to jail. Yeah.
Word gets around that you're the place to be for pay-per-view events.
They are. They're having huge parties in their dorm.
No, you got to keep that between yourselves.
I had a guy. This was back in Tampa, Florida, okay? He had one of these boxes. Remember when you used to get the old cable box? The old one, I'm talking. He came to me one day, and he had a cable box. And it had been decoded, okay? And it could pick up anything. Anything, HBO, pay-per-view, whatever you wanted.
I remember when
on this box. He charged me $60 for the box for me to go home and hook it up. You just take out the one, you got standard cable, hook this box in, and baby, woo! That guy ended up going to prison for 6 months.
For that?
He got busted, yeah. He had bought these things out of Canada, and he sold me one, and they caught him. They caught him and put him in jail for six months? Yeah.
Wow.
Over a cable box.
Cable isn't that great, man.
I thought, holy crap. They're serious about this cable.
Back then, there was no streaming. I mean, it was... That's how I'm just saying
it's trouble.
I think I told you that one time my friend's like, oh, I got Iron Man before it's coming out or something. I was like, oh, cool. And because they went to the premiere. So I'm watching it with my kid. He's a little kid. We're watching it. And all of a sudden, I realize that there's somebody that walks in front of the... of the screen and sits down.
Because they're in the theater filming.
Yeah, they filmed in the theater. I felt so dirty.
Those are still out there.
They're crazy. Yeah. I wouldn't have known. It was pretty good quality. I wouldn't have known until the guy walked in front of the screen and
sat
down.
I'm surprised like the hand wasn't like shaking the entire time.
I saw where there's a version of the Joker, the new one. That's out there with people walking in front of the screen. Somebody had taped it in the theater.
Oh my God. All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trash.
BJ and Jim.
The sounds of Maroon 5. Vegas, man. Vegas. I'd love to go.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry.
Code word.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Hey. Sorry. Hey. Hey, what are you doing over there?
Hey.
Are you doing a radio show?
Yeah. Hey.
Sorry. All right. Yes, that is right. It's the Las Vegas residency. It's going to be Friday, March 14th. It's going to be at the Dolby Live in the Park MGM. It's two nights hotel stay. It's also going to be round trip airfare for a winner. And you get to bring somebody with you and tickets to the show. Here's what you need to do. You need to text the word flyaway. Again, flyaway, one word, to the Berg Simpson text line. Again, it's flyaway, one word, at 5019?
What? No. 51059.
51059.
Look, I know, but it just threw me off. 5019.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed a one.
I was like, wait, that just totally threw me off. I thought I was having a stroke.
Well, yeah. I mean, it would throw me off, too. I don't blame you.
Anyway, good luck.
Spadil, are you dyslexic?
Sometimes I wonder. Yeah,
that totally threw me off.
You know, I think you are sometimes, actually.
Yeah.
Because you do get things a little bit scrambled.
Just flipped.
You know?
Yeah, I do.
Flipped around.
Yeah. No, literally, I thought that was on me. I was like...
Am I seeing...
I was like... Because, you know, people don't know when they're having a stroke or whatever. Yeah. So I was like... Maybe it's right, and I don't know it's right, and I'm saying it wrong because it's written. I don't know.
My eyes are deceiving me.
Exactly. I got scared.
This looks like I'm 5019.
I literally got scared.
I hear you.
My God. All right. Anyway.
So speaking of scared, a flight left Seattle a couple of days ago, and the pilot died in the cockpit as soon as they took off.
That's why you got your co-pilot.
Man.
That Airbus A350 was heading from Istanbul from Seattle, Washington. Now, around 6 this morning, that flight was forced to land at JFK Airport after the captain collapsed. A spokesman for Turkish Airlines says once the captain, identified as Elsan Pelevan, lost consciousness midair, a second pilot, as well as a co-pilot, were able to take over the controls. They were the ones that made the decision to land at Kennedy Airport, with the cockpit crew administering emergency first aid to the captain.
Wow.
That was always my biggest fear, traveling alone with my son, being like in Chiang Mai or whatever, yeah, and dying, and there's this little kid just all alone, you know?
Oh, I never thought about that even yeah, being a thing.
It always scared me, especially in the Dominican, because that place was a little shady.
Yeah.
And even though we were at the Nickelodeon Resort or whatever, but I was like, God, if I just die, there's a little kid and he doesn't know what to do.
No joke. Yeah.
You're right. You're right. And I feel like this is like the second or third pilot that's died in the past, 8 months or so?
Oh, I don't know.
We had another one in the news. Remember, he had a heart attack?
Yeah.
And he died in flight? And they just pushed him to the side and landed the plane?
Yeah, well, what are they supposed to do with him?
I don't know, but it just seemed weird.
Put him out the window.
Put him in the overhead compartment.
I feel like you should put him somewhere.
Like a carry-on?
Yeah. But they had a picture of him still strapped in.
Oh, they did not. They don't take pictures of dead guys
that
and post
it. That would be
morbid. Oh, my God.
This guy. Man, that's crazy, though. I wonder if you tell. Do you tell the people on the flight?
No.
I don't think you,
you
do.
Just
no.
Keep going,
yeah,
though.
Just
you everyone's going to be panicked.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a little problem.
They don't tell anybody. Like, even if a passenger dies, they don't tell you.
Roy is, Roy's out. He's gone. Roy's not going to make it anymore.
This is actually a very sad story. And we're, like, putting him in the overhead compartment and stuff. This seems rude.
Well, it doesn't seem so bad. He's Turkish.
My son's Turkish.
I'm just saying. It's a Turkish, it's a little, feels distant.
Okay.
A little bit, you know. All right, yeah. It's not like it's guy out of Frontier Airlines out of DIA. You know what I mean? This guy headed to Istanbul.
We don't know if he might be American because it was an American airline, wasn't it?
His name? No, it was Turkish Airlines.
Oh, it was Turkish.
Yeah, it was Turkish Airlines. Right. Yeah, he was flying back there from Seattle.
Oh, well, then go ahead and make fun of him, BJ.
That's a hell of a trek, though, isn't it? They could make it from Seattle? Wow.
Yeah, that's how planes work.
Yeah, no, but I'm
just
saying.
They go really far. They also go to Australia. It's crazy.
I think that's pretty crazy.
Oh, my God. I like airplanes.
I'm just saying. That's a hell of a trek there, man. That's got to be a 24-hour flight at least, right? All right, it's a BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, we still have other tickets, too. We've got the Frey to give away coming up in 30 minutes. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Some of the videos coming out of Florida this morning are devastating.
What
man.
A mess.
You've got houses that are torn. Roofs are torn off. You've got that stadium down there that's completely ripped apart. I mean, it's a nasty, nasty. It's going to take weeks and weeks and weeks, months for this thing to recover.
Well, they already had the other one, you know, and all the trash that was out for that.
Seriously,
yeah.
It's just
nasty. All right, you were talking off air.
Wait. What are you going to? You really can't. If that was the other thing I was talking about?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Really, no. It's fresh.
What? No, we can just say.
No, we can't say anything.
No. There's a list out.
Oh, let's just do
yeah,
the list. But
that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
I'm not saying, no. I'm not saying the other thing.
All right, so here's the thing. I was telling BJ, this is a true story. So I was telling BJ, they came out. This is five promises that couples make to each other. And if you make these five promises, they say that these couples that make these five promises stay together forever.
So these five promises will keep you together.
Yeah.
But you got to commit to them.
And I was telling BJ, this is why I'm single, because I can't.
And you only read one to me, and I said no.
Yeah, that's the one I was like.
Just the start.
Yeah, yeah. So the first one is that you say, but I think this is a vow anyway, that I promise to love you every day, right?
Yeah,
and
that's easy.
Even though I have my moods, no matter what, I will always love you.
The love will always
be. We can get angry, we can argue, it doesn't mean.
Because I still will love you. Well, that's easy, right? Because if you love somebody, you love somebody.
Check mark. I'm checking them all.
Okay, so that one's easy because, I mean.
Love you, dear.
Even if you hate somebody at that moment, you always love them, right?
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right, I promise to choose you first. Yeah,
over
that one's.
What?
That one over anything and everything.
Priority is number one.
Yeah. That's not going to work for me.
Ooh, that's a tough one, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to put an X on that one, okay?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So
because I have, like, a lot of things I like to do and stuff, and so I choose me over you a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I would have loved for Kansas City to won last night.
Yeah, yeah.
I had money on them.
Yeah. So,
I
like, you
that.
Choose football over your wife.
I've done it.
Yeah. I promise to take responsibility, even if I'm wrong.
Well, there's another X.
That is hard to do, though.
Not every single time. There are times I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going to stick to it, man. you are not going to get the I'm wrong out of me.
Yeah.
Now, there are times that I will give in when I know that it's not a biggie.
You're not going to win is what you mean.
Right. Yeah. Well, there are times that I know I'm not going to win, and I'm still going to stick to my story.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
So I'm going to put an X on that one. Right. Yeah, so far, I got one.
I promise to say yes. Even if I don't feel like doing something, I promise to say yes.
Well, that's a fat no.
Oh, my God. It's so funny that we're talking about this, because my girlfriend's, we were all talking yesterday about you guys, you men, right? And she just brought up that she doesn't like to do his hobbies. But that always happens, right? It always happens. We don't like your hobbies. You don't like our hobbies.
Ours is completely opposite. Our hobbies.
Your hobbies, right. Yeah.
She loves running. I hate running.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
She loves to go to pottery. I don't have any desire to go to pottery. But anything I like sports, whatever, she hates it.
And she said that she always does what he wants. Like, you know, he likes to go hike or whatever. So she always goes hiking and stuff.
Yeah.
And she goes, but I love to go shopping and have lunch, and he doesn't want to do that. And I'm like, what man wants to go shopping?
I don't know what you're expecting.
And she goes, well, he could at least do lunch.
Do lunch, and then I'll bounce. We'll drive separately lunch, and then you can go shopping.
But he doesn't like to have lunch either.
That's the problem, though. If you do the lunch, you got to do the shopping. So you're kind of trapped.
I've never dated anybody that wants to go shopping and do lunch.
No.
Ever.
No.
Because shopping's always one-sided. Like, I'm gonna watch you try on clothes, and then I'm just going to sit there.
Yeah. And then you're going to give me crap. They spent too much money on this thing. You know, it's just not fun.
Well, and if you're like me, I'm not even in the shop. Even if I were going and she was trying on hers and me being able to look at other stuff for me, I'm just not into shopping.
Right.
That's it.
And I posted, like, last week, that guy that was shopping with his wife, and she was so excited to go to, like, Mervin's or... No, what's that home place? Anyway, she was so excited... At home to get all our fall decor, right? And he's just like, we don't need another throw pillow. It's like, don't take a guy when you're going for that stuff, exactly. Because they don't get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jamie.
So
it's a lot easier to show
fun.
Up at home for Lisa. It's a lot easier on both of us. If she shows at home with stuff that I would never, ever like, not approve, that's not the right word, but I would be rolling
it.
My eyes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, why are you buying that? It's a lot easier on both of us if she just shows up at home with it.
That's...
Instead of me being at the store as she picks it out and pays for it.
So I don't know like what she thinks about, I mean, I know her husband, there's no way it'd be fun to shop with him.
No.
I don't know what, like in her head, she has this romance or something about, we'll go shopping in Cherry Creek and then we'll have lunch.
And we'll be laughing the entire time.
It'll be glorious. Here's how it goes. You'll hate what he's wearing. He wore something stupid. It'll start off bitching. Then you don't like where you went to eat because you didn't want to eat there, but he doesn't want to go where you want to go eat because it's too expensive. And then he is like, why are we here? All these places are too expensive. It's going to end up in misery.
You know, I feel like, too, that if you're going to stay together forever, and the criteria is you have to say yes to everything, I do think that would work, but I think it's all one-sided.
Yep.
I don't think it's both doing this. I think it's one-sided. I'll give you an example. I've got an aunt and an uncle, right? All their lives as married, and they've been together for probably 40 years, okay? But everything they've ever done is what he wants to do. She never did anything that she wanted to do.
And
she just said yes to his every request.
Well, that's not fun either, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It turns out to be one way if you agree to this in most cases, I think.
Well, I was just telling her, like, maybe you should find other things besides shopping and lunch. Like, that you want to do.
Yeah, like a more common ground where you could both get into it.
Yeah, but she's like, but that's what I really
want to
do.
Yeah, but that's faking it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not what she really wants to do. What she really wants to do is shopping and lunch. And he doesn't want to do it. But I mean, there is no
And I'm
finding...
not going to tell the story again, but the reality is they're not going to have fun doing that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. That's like with Lisa and I, that for me to go out and look for something that we both enjoy, I literally down deep probably wouldn't enjoy it because now I'm having to search for something.
right?
That really is outside of what I really like. You
but
know?
That's why I think why I think Groupon is so great.
Yeah.
Because Groupon, you both have to do something that sucks. Like ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
Like I got us a Groupon for ballroom dancing. Neither one of us want to go do it.
Exactly.
But we did it and it was super fun.
Right.
You know, so if you both agree to do something that sucks, yay! Yeah.
Sometimes it comes out all right.
And then after we do it, we both agree to never do it again.
Exactly.
That's what we agree on. Never do that again.
All right. And then the final promise that that you both agree on. What? I promise to be your hero. What the hell is that?
Well, that's true. That's the role I play. I'm the hero.
It says when life is challenging and even when it's not, you deserve a champion. Someone who will be there for you, love and support you unconditionally, no matter what. I commit to being your hero and helping you feel emotionally and physically safe and secure. I believe in you and I believe in us. Oh my God. This is not
reality.
Here's
how you be a hero. You stay employed.
Yeah, what?
Keep a check coming in, man.
Oh my God. Yeah,
that's how you're a hero. Right there. You keep that check coming in. That's how you do it.
Well, I think
both sides. I'm saying both sides.
Here's the thing is nobody can live up to how my dad could fix everything. You know what I mean? Like just Bob could fix every kind of car, every kind of thing that in our house. And so I'm always disappointed in men like they can never be my hero because they can't fix
those are some big shoes to fill right there. Those, they are.
I know, I'm always like, oh my God, he has to call somebody. Yeah, you guys do like let us down a lot in that area. You know that?
You do, Carson. Right, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Should be a great show. Mission Ballroom, The Fray.
You can grab two tickets. They're going to be at Mission Ballroom October 17th. All you have to do is be calling number 19 right now, 303-22-ALICE.
All right, there you go. Good luck to you. This hurricane, man, we're watching some of the video this morning.
They're still rescuing people.
Yeah, they're rescuing people. Yeah, and with hurricanes, you never know what exactly happened till, you know, days afterwards, because it takes a while to get back in there with all the flood water and everything going on. But the debris is unbelievable. I mean, they just weathered a storm, 10 days before this one?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder if that guy's car survived in the Saran wrap.
I was just thinking the same thing because I fixated on that all last night. I was looking for like updates on maybe like a video or something. Couldn't find anything.
That one and then the guy that strapped his house down.
Yeah, I don't know if he made it.
I was wondering about those guys.
Yeah, he probably did okay. I don't think the straps would work. I think the car wrapping might work better than the house being strapped.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But I do know that you were very, very offensive off the air.
Why?
Because you said that Captain Dan, Lieutenant Dan, the guy that was in the boat, could be Schmidl's dad.
Hey, Schmidl. He's answering the phones for a winner, so he's not listening to us.
I felt like that was incredibly rude.
Was that bad?
I mentioned off air that this Lieutenant One-Legged Dan, he kind of looks like he could be your dad.
Wow.
You kind of look like him in a way.
No, you don't.
I don't.
No,
you
don't.
It's not even close.
No, you don't. No.
It's not even close?
No. You don't. You don't.
A little scruffy.
I don't look like some cracked out boat guy. Come on.
Very.
Right. Give me a little more credit.
Oh,
in a
I know
slight way.
I'm a little scruffy, but
in
like,
a slight
on.
Way.
A cracked out boat guy.
I mean, when you put it like that.
Look, I'm just saying that when he sticks his head up, that little weasel head of his, when he sticks it up.
Weasel.
No, listen. I'm not calling you a weasel. But I'm saying when he sticks up that little weasel head, he's got that scruffy look to him, and he's got a little bit of that, you know.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I mean, just a little bit of like you plus 15 years.
Can I just say something? Like, listen. We are trying to keep Liz in love with him. So a long time ago, remember when one of my partners I worked with said, oh my God, your boyfriend laughs so stupid.
Yeah.
And then I had to break up with him because of
you're fixated.
So then that's all I heard. Well, now Liz, you know, who loves the Schmidl.
Bingo girl.
Now she's going to think of a weasel head, cracked out boat guy.
Lieutenant Dan, every time she looks at him, that's
all right. Liz,
what are you doing, man?
Yeah, Liz. You're just like, you're not making him attractive, and we need her to remember how he really looks.
All right, Liz, if you're listening, I'm sorry about the cracked out, what was it again, lizard head boat guy?
No, you said weasel.
Weasel. Yeah. Oh, weasel.
Weasel, head. Cracked yeah. out boat
lizard,
guy.
Lizard head. All right, I'm sorry. Liz, yeah. Don't pay any attention to me.
Exactly.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm on medication.
And he doesn't look like that, even in the slightest. Oh, my God.
I'll give you
what?
I'll give you a little inside info, Schmidl, since you're in a separate room.
Okay.
Off the air, Jamie agreed with me.
No, I didn't. You're a liar.
As soon as I said, look at that picture.
No,
doesn't that look like Schmidl could be his dad?
No, you said it looks like Schmidl is what you said. And I go, actually, it looks like it could be his dad.
Oh, there we go.
That's what I said. Which, but that you, doesn't you mean anything. Like yeah. You no, said yes. It looks like him.
Yeah. It does. Plus 15 years. I'd say, give you 15 years, you could live on that boat.
Dude, he's like an emaciated crackhead. Like, I know. Go to the gym all the time. Yeah. Like, yeah. Come on.
Well, dude, you're right there if you ever lose a leg.
No, you're not.
You could be on that
no,
boat.
No, you're not. And yep. I never Weathering agreed. I just said... Maybe an
You agree. You agree.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
If I ask you a question, will you be completely honest?
Yes.
Okay. Does your wife ever call you exhausting?
Yes.
They should just leave the roof off of that stadium. They should just, you know, the roof blew off, Jamie. They should just leave the roof off. There's no reason to put a roof back on it. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it storms there a lot. No, this is, that roof has always been a problem. They should just leave the roof off.
You just don't get it, see? I get it, man.
Yeah.
I go to somebody like Schmidl. Schmidl is sports.
Yeah.
Schmidl, what I was saying, and you're not in the room, Schmidl, that's why I'm coming to you. The Tropicana Field, they blew the roof off last night with that hurricane Milton, right?
Right.
Why not just leave the roof
just
off?
Just leave the roof
just
off of it.
Just take it off. It's been a problem.
It's been a baseball problem. The roof, definitely. Definitely the roof.
Baseball's been hitting the roof. That's always been a problem down there. It's not high enough. Just take it off.
Yeah, that has been a problem with the home runs. They have to like redo at-bats and stuff. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I like him.
Well, the next time talk to him. Hey, there's something going viral on TikTok. It went viral years ago, but now it is again. And that's the fluffy popcorn. It's basically... you take your popcorn, you pop your popcorn, right? And then you also melt marshmallows into it. And then you put sprinkles for Halloween all over it, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of like a Rice Krispie treat, but with popcorn instead.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You also add raw flour. And now a microbiologist is saying, hey, if you want to keep your colon, your kidneys, your liver, do not add raw flour. And he said, I know. Nobody you know ever got sick of it, blah, blah, blah. But he said, when you create batter... with eggs and flour, most likely you're getting sick from the flour and not the eggs. You know when you eat raw batter?
Really?
He said it's from the flour, not the eggs, the raw eggs. He says because flour is indeed raw, it does not undergo any sort of pathogen reduction step, meaning it harbors all kinds of nasty bacteria, mainly E. coli, salmonella, and it, like he said, I know, nobody's ever got sick that I know. Unfortunately, things do continue to exist even if we don't experience them. So he said, do not put the raw flour in there.
Well, eggs have been getting a bad name.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the flour in the batter. Huh. Who knows? Huh. All right. Let's see here. More food talk. I guess Taco Bell today is bringing back the Big Cheez-It Crunchwrap Supreme.
Oh, man.
That comes out today. Also, they're bringing back the Double Decker Taco.
Yeah.
Those are very popular items, and they're bringing them back starting today. Wendy's Krabby Patty. Everybody's talking about the collaboration that Wendy's has done with SpongeBob SquarePants, but they just did a review of it, and people are very, very disappointed.
What exactly is it? Is it actually crab?
No.
The Krabby Patty?
No.
No, it's just a burger.
Oh, I thought it was Krabby.
No, they said it's so disappointing because when you bring it out of the bag, you think there's going to be packaging with Krabby Patty stuff, all you know, or whatever, SpongeBob stuff. Nope, it's just a Dave's burger. It just is the only thing is they put some Krabby Patty sauce on it, but it's just like...
Well, that's lame.
Yeah.
It should come in like a whole SpongeBob box.
Right.
And everything should be individually packaged.
Yeah, bikini bottoms.
Yeah.
They should have like the fries in a pair of bikini bottoms.
Pineapple.
Yeah, well, they do the pineapple shake with it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, there's a pineapple under the sea frosty with it.
All right.
But that's the only thing they do. Everybody's like, "What? This isn't even special."
I want to try.
$12 for a cheeseburger, medium fries, and small pineapple frosty. $12.
That's high.
Yeah.
I want to try that McDonald's Big Mac, the Chicken Big Mac, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Big Chicken Mac.
What's that?
Yeah, something like that.
It's a Big Mac.
Big Mac sandwich.
Oh, but with chicken.
Only the patties are the chicken.
Oh.
And it's the deep fried chicken. It's not the grill.
It's just so much bread.
I love it.
Like, oh, my God.
That middle
God.
Bread, just lose that.
Yeah, there's just no reason for the middle bread. Like, it's like, oh.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not. Just get two sandwiches then.
Well, they've been doing something right. They do pretty good in sales.
Whatever.
Just get a double quarter pounder.
I'm just saying.
Today, Star Wars gave its first look of its first trans woman stormtrooper.
It's about time. What?
No, that's sweet.
I'm trying to be supportive.
No, I love that. Yeah. I love that you're open-minded.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Will Ferrell thing, too?
Which one?
Will and Jen or whatever go on a trip.
Will and Jen?
I forgot the woman's name.
Jen that used to be James?
No, yeah.
James?
Yeah, whatever. I forgot.
No, I've not watched that. Well, it'll, no.
What?
Harper.
It'll give you a lot of compassion.
It will?
Yes, it will. It's really good.
I feel like I got enough.
Anyway, Star Wars, first trans woman stormtrooper, and her name is Sister. So that's neat. The smashed up Taylor Swift guitar has been sold on eBay for $6,550. What the hell? Remember that guy, Gary? He spent $4,000 at a charity, and then it was a joke. They're all like, here's a hammer, smash it. He smashed it. The proceeds went to charity. And then he ended up putting it on eBay. Somebody bought it for $6,550, and the person donated it back to that same nonprofit.
Huh.
The person that bought it.
What did he buy again?
Are you still on a trans woman stormtrooper?
Yeah, and let me tell you what I was thinking.
Okay,
good. Okay.
Yeah.
On the trans woman, I just pulled it up and looked at it. It's hard to tell because they got that shield down here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't really tell if it's a bulge there or if it's not a bulge there. You can't really tell because it's protected by that white. You see it there in that picture? That white shield?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so what's the point?
I can't tell.
Oh.
Is it male or female, or does it even matter? Man, that got you thinking, didn't it? Does it even matter?
I don't think it does matter. It didn't get me thinking at all.
Is this the part where you say exhausting?
Yeah, this is it. You know, they should take the roof out of that place. I mean, they have all these problems. The roof blew off, abused. You're not even to replace it.
And they've got a shield. I can't tell a bulge.
Bulge. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll get back to you on that. Anyway, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Okay, I'm done. There you go. Tableau trash.
I was having fun. Wait a minute.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie's in the corner getting all dolled up. She's headed out with the girls today.
What is that?
You and the girls.
My face is so dry. It's like cracking. It's so dry out right now.
All my skin. I've been rubbing lotion on it, and I'm still dry.
Yeah.
Did you get a little bit of rain yesterday?
No, I didn't get any.
We got a sprinkle.
Oh, you
really?
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so
didn't
dry.
Last long, but we had a sprinkle yesterday. I was hoping for a biggie.
Yeah, me too.
But we didn't get it.
I'm going to Highlands Ranch Import to see my buddy, John.
Yep.
He says hi. I'm sure he will.
Yep.
Yeah, and then we're going to go. The girls are going to go.
Yep.
Have lunch.
Off the lunch then, right?
But I feel too cracky. See my face? It's all cracked.
Yeah.
Because the lady that does my Botox and stuff, I think she quit.
Well, I don't think she quit. I think she gave up on you.
Yeah,
I don't think she quit Botoxing.
No, she didn't. She didn't stop that. But yeah. I was sick, and so I canceled. Well, twice I was sick, and I canceled. And then I wrote her, and I just said, hey, you know, I'm really sorry, but I'm just getting back from California, and I am like sick because I was sick here.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm just going to go home right after the show because I don't feel well. And then I said, if you don't want to have me as a client anymore, I completely understand.
Yep.
You know, it's fine. And she's like, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, that means she's over you.
Yeah, she, that means she's over.
She's had enough. Yeah. You've taken up appointments that she could have filled with somebody else, and then you cancel last minute. She's had enough. That's
right,
it.
And so I haven't had Botox in like 8 months, and it's terrifying when you can see your face move, and then it makes those, like, you know, I'm getting like your forehead and stuff.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
No, it's not.
I wear it every day. I
know.
Look at me.
I know. Yeah, I like when I take spackle for your head and stuff.
Spackle. Good luck there.
Yeah, thanks.
Find somebody else.
I know, me too.
A couple of things that I've headed up to here. I'm over it. All right. First of all, I hope everything is fine with the hurricane and all the people down there.
Yep.
But when the hurricane stuff goes away, we're out of hurricane season. I'm all for that because we've had too much here lately. Okay. I'm done with the hurricanes. I'm done with the dude in the boat.
I like him.
I don't trust the guy in the boat. I don't trust him.
Okay.
I think he's a shyster, and I'm done with it. I'm just saying what I'm done.
I got you.
And I'm done with this damn election.
Oh, yeah.
I'm over the election. I know Trump is supposed to be here tomorrow night. They say it's going to be a big draw, by the way.
Oh, really?
Huge. Yeah. Huge. Is that how he says it?
I just saw this study that says that people that follow politics are so unhappy. I believe it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It says that people that don't, like, they're oblivious to it, which are really my friends in the friend circle. Uh-huh. They're like super duper happy people. And the people that are following it are just miserable.
I can see that because a lot of people fixate on it.
Yep.
And it's in like,
it consumes them.
As much as they get into it, then they get more angry.
Yeah. That it's not going either way, whichever way you want it to go.
Well, I'm ready for it to end.
I am too.
And then I saw a few minutes ago, and Jamie knows about this more than I do. But I had no idea. There's a woman that's running for something here in town that she decriminalized fentanyl. Have you seen this?
Okay. You
can't be doing that. I'm sorry, but you cannot decriminalize fentanyl.
Oh, my God.
I just saw the ad. I will not vote for that lady. Some of the things.
I know.
Some of the things they put these ads
are crazy.
They are cringeworthy.
Yeah.
You look at it and you go, oh my God, that lady did what?
I know.
And really, when you read into it, it's not like that at all.
It was like part of a bigger bill or something.
It's so misleading, right?
I know.
But when they put it on the screen, it's like, so-and-so decriminalized fentanyl.
It was all her fault.
She killed 500,000 people.
Actually, there is one ad where there's a mom crying, blaming her.
That is sad.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I will not vote for her. I'm not going to have that on my conscience.
Oh, my God. Can we not do this?
Is that wild?
Yeah, but she's also a doctor, so she would. I don't feel like it's actually
About it tonight.
Well, I don't feel like it's all the facts.
I just
because she's a doctor.
So you have to fact check all these commercials.
I looked up at the screen. Did I not, Jamie?
You did.
About 15 minutes ago, and it just showed some lady decriminalized fentanyl. And I looked at Jamie and I said, I can't vote for her. I don't even care what she is, Republican, Democrat. I can't vote for that.
And so I'm sure there's a bigger story with this, right? Yeah, there's got to be.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
So why don't you think, Jamie, why don't you think there are alligators in the houses down in Florida?
No, I just don't think that video, that one video is real. The alligator doesn't even move.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going off of that.
That's what I was going off of.
That one video. I'm going off of living down there, okay?
Yeah.
There are alligators everywhere. It's a problem in Florida. I would not get in fresh water anywhere in that state, man.
Man.
Those gators, they're mean.
Yeah, they're mean.
They are mean.
Yeah.
Hey, can we give away some more tickets right now?
Oh, my God. I think we've done enough.
Do we still have tickets?
I think we have done enough.
No, we have not done enough. I'm going to promote. By the way, tomorrow morning here on the show, I'll be giving away Raceway tickets for BJ Night at the racetrack. I'll be giving those away every 10 minutes.
Are you trying to fill the entire place?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, Lordy.
Yeah. And by the way, I want to do a shout out. I think Bella and Dave or somebody's going to be. Oh, Diane, Terry, and Bella. They're from Thornton. They're going to be there.
You're giving shout-outs to people that are coming now.
See you at the racetrack. Gentlemen, start your engines.
Oh, God.
All right. Family four-pack right now. Caller 19.
And what's it for? You haven't even explained it.
Oh, it's BJ Night at the Raceway, El Paso County Raceway.
Woo! Big night.
Saturday night, you and your friends, woo, the party will never stop. Get down there. It's going to be a lot of fun in, what's it called again, Calhoun?
Yeah, Calhoun,
Colorado, man.
Could be a Ranger.
I'll be there. Rain or shine, too. You always got to throw rain or shine.
Yeah.
Rain or shine. I'll see you there. Caller number 19 right now, 303-22 Owls. God. You and your friends, you're going to the races.
Can't wait till this is over.
Fidel, two people are calling. Hurry.
I got it.
Hurry, grab one for a winner. There you go. All right, we got to go.
Wait. Ethel Kennedy died.
What?
Huh? Ethel Kennedy has died.
Who's Ethel?
The matriarch of the whole Kennedy family.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she's 96. She passed away.
96.
Yeah, remember Ethel?
I don't remember.
You really don't?
I know the name,
yeah,
but I can't picture her.
I can. Yeah. She had white hair.
Well, she's 96.
Well, I mean, she never died yet. No, I don't know. Anyway, it was just breaking news. Sorry to throw that in. Not to take away from your racing. Sorry.
Felt like you tried to, though.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I feel like you're trying to
throw a big old wrench. Wrench in my racing.
Oh, that was good.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Oh, look, another caller. Hurry, Spadell. Make them all winners.
Oh, everybody's a winner.
We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.